Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Hello, and welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand. I am an internet marketing expert, award-winning SEO blogger, and your host of this podcast. And for those of you who'd like more information, I invite you to visit my website. It's GloriaRand.com. That's Gloria Rand, R-A-N-D.com. So this week, I am talking about Facebook and how you can improve your reach without having to spend money on advertising, to be able to reach out to more of your followers that you already have on your page and to be able to have them see your content in their newsfeed. So in the previous episode, I shared five ways that you can do that. So if you missed that episode, I invite you to go back in and listen to it because I don't want to spend a lot of time going through those today because I'm going to share five more ways that you can improve your Facebook reach. So without further ado, let's dive right into it. So the first one I want to talk about today is to the importance of replying to comments. Because if you want to be able to build a community on Facebook and in social media in general, you have to listen to and respond to your community. People use Facebook because they want to be heard. So if someone is commenting, takes the time to comment on a post that you have shared, it is in absolutely your best interest to, number one, reply to that as quickly as you can. And because that way, and then specifically, you know, refer to that comment. Don't just do some sort of canned thing. Make sure you've got some real people handling this. And if it's not you yourself managing your social media, managing your Facebook page, then make sure you have a team member that will do this. And if they've got any questions, they need to clear it with you first before they post something. So when you do respond, what's going to happen is that fan is going to receive a notification, which is going to be then an incentive for them to revisit your page, to read your response. So increasing the frequency of visits to your page is a key part of developing a core Facebook page community. Now, the way to do this is you can turn on threaded comments in a few easy steps. So the way to do this is you go to your page and click Edit. Then you choose Edit Settings. Find the replies heading in the list and click Edit, then click Allow Replies to Comments on My Page, and then Save. Click Save. And that way, then you'll be able to do that. So I highly recommend doing that. It's a great way to be able to make your commenters, make your fans feel like they're truly part of your community. Now, the next thing you could do is, the next strategy is to tag commenters. Now normally, pages can't tag people on Facebook. You can only tag other pages, but there is one exception, and that is when a Facebook user leaves a comment on an update, you can then tag that user when you comment on the same update. Now, of course, this depends on that person's privacy settings, because then, depending, then they'll receive a notification that they've been tagged, which will again prompt them to revisit the thread. So again, it's all about getting this interaction, getting more people to your page. Third strategy I want to share with you today is to tag and give like kudos to other pages. So because human beings are so hardwired for reciprocity, here if I can speak well this morning. Generally speaking, when you promote another business's agenda on Facebook, then they're going to receive a notification so they know the good deed you do for them. And if they're a good partner, they're going to return the favor. So for instance, on my Facebook page, a lot of times, I like to share information related to social media marketing tips and things. And one of the people that I use as a resource is Mari Smith. And if you are not following her on Facebook already, I highly encourage it because she is a true Facebook expert. She's actually working with Facebook directly now and doing seminars and things. So she is awesome. And so when she posts a really good blog post or something, or she's got, or maybe she came up with, she's learned some new thing that Facebook is doing and she's sharing it with her followers, I'll go ahead and share her post on my Facebook page, but I will tag her in that and thank her because it's the least that I can do and say, hey, thanks, Mari Smith, for sharing this great information and alerting us to these new changes. And a lot of times, and she will now, she has actually responded either on Facebook directly, she's commented, but, or she's also, she's willing to share some of my information on Twitter, because I've seen her retweeting a lot of my things too. So that's, if you can find someone in your industry that you can have a kind of good synergy with, it's really great, because this way, their followers are going to see your stuff too. So it's really great. Okay, the next one I want to talk about today is to repost previous top performing updates. And this is a really good strategy because, again, you don't have to just keep coming up with new stuff all the time. I know this is one of the things that drives small business owners crazy about social media. It's like, oh, it's too much work and I don't want to keep coming up with new stuff all the time. Relax. Take a breath. You don't have to all the time. If you have something that did really well, go ahead and post it again. You know, look, check back a couple months ago and see if there was something that did really well. And you can, because you can do this by using your insights. You can find post engagement rates by clicking on posts, scroll down to the all posts published table, and then you can see how things are doing. So, and in fact, what's also great about this too is you can actually export that data as well. So that way you can do at least 6 months worth, check out, see what things did really, really well, and then go ahead and put that content again on there. Either click share on the original post and share it directly on your page, or you could copy and paste it into a new status update, or maybe update the original post and post that as a new status update. So you don't want to do too recent of content though to recycle, but you know, older things are good because you don't want your fans to feel like they're seeing reposted content too frequently. Okay, that's another great strategy. Finally, the last one I want to talk about today is to actually boost previous top performing updates. And note the word boost. That does mean paying for advertising. I know I was trying to talk about how to be able to improve your reach without spending money, but you know, sometimes it is worth investing a little bit of money. But what I will say and recommend to you is only promote the most awesome posts. You want the ones that have already had a high engagement rate, because that's going to be the ones that are going to give you the biggest bang for your buck. The more likes, comments, and shares, and that is going to translate into more engagement and reach in the long run. Okay? All right. So, let me recap these. So the five strategies that I shared with you today are, number one, make sure you're replying to comments. Number two, you're going to tag your commenters, okay? Tag your commenters so that they know that you've responded to them. Number three, tag other pages and when, you know, share good information from other pages and go ahead and let them know. Another thing you could do is actually tag your clients too, if your clients have Facebook pages, and you could give them a shout out as well. Then repost previous top performing updates. Go ahead and, you know, check back a few months and find some stuff that did really well. And then if you find something that did exceptionally well, then go ahead and actually spend a little bit of money. You don't have to spend a lot, but spend a little bit of money to boost that one. So that's going to do it for today. And now, so if you would like more social media tips, another way that you can do that is to become a follower on my Facebook page. I would love for you to do that. You can find me at facebook.com/GloriaRand. And if you do comment, I encourage you to use the hashtag Write Sell Succeed, and that's WRITE, Sell Succeed. That way I'll know that you've been listening to the podcast. So that would be awesome. And also, now I'm going to share a few more tips with you in the next episode. So I invite you to make sure that you have subscribed to this podcast on wherever you're listening from, whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio, and make sure you're subscribed. And that way you'll be able to hear the next few tips that I have to share with you. And if you did get value out of today's episode, I would really appreciate it if you would leave me a review again on either iTunes or Stitcher Radio. That would be awesome. I would be really, really happy to hear, to read your reviews. I would love to know what you think. And if you have any ideas for future shows as well, I invite you to leave that on my Facebook page too. That would be great also. Okay, so that's going to do it for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed.